listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
What did he actually say? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. We'll find out today when the White House releases the transcript of President Trump's controversial July phone call with Ukraine's leader. It's been reported the president had threatened to withhold military aid unless Ukraine investigated Joe Biden and his son. Fox's Rachel Sutherland is live in Washington.
Dave, President Trump has promised a complete, fully declassified and unredacted transcript. His personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says he's heard a readout and suggested the president may not have started a conversation about 2020 rival Joe Biden, telling Fox and Friends.
Maybe he didn't bring it up. Could be possible the president of the Ukraine brought it up.
Giuliani also said the only eyebrow-raising thing about the call is that a big deal is being made of it. It's unclear if the transcript will be verbatim. Reuters is reporting presidents usually have note-takers during conversations with world leaders. Dave.
Now, Rachel, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has said the president must be held accountable. She's got a formal impeachment inquiry.
Betrayal of our national security and betrayal of the integrity of our elections.
At least 180 House Democrats support impeachment. The whistleblower that started the controversy wants to talk.
A senior administration official tells Fox News the White House is also working to give Congress access to the whistleblower's complaint. But Democratic lawmakers want to hear from the whistleblower directly. And Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff indicates that could happen as soon as this week, tweeting, "We have been informed by the whistleblower's counsel that their client would like to speak to our committee."
That's Fox's Garrett Tenney. Juul Labs CEO is stepping down as the company has been under investigation. Meanwhile, in Massachusetts, Governor Charlie Baker announced,
"I'm requesting that the Public Health Council order a four-month temporary ban on the sale of all vaping products."
This after an outbreak of lung illnesses sickening more than 500 people across the country. 9 died, and the vaping industry has been blaming black market products. America's listening to Fox News.
Dell has something extra for small businesses, up to 45% off during their semi-annual sale. It's a perfect time to update to Windows 10 with huge deals on business computers featuring Intel Core processors, plus free shipping on everything. Call Small Business Technology Advisors who can help you achieve your business goals affordably with low monthly payments on the right tech for you. Just call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/businessdeals for semi-annual savings.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
One of the Republicans challenging President Trump for the 2020 nomination is joining Democrats calling for his impeachment, Bill Weld.
I think the Ukraine caper by the president is some combination of treason, bribery, and other high crimes and misdemeanors.
Weld from a BusinessInsider.com online debate with fellow challenger Joe Walsh. Someone else who's been calling for impeachment, Elizabeth Warren, continues to surge in the Democratic presidential race. A new Quinnipiac poll has Warren at 27%, slightly ahead of Joe Biden's 25%. Bernie Sanders in third with 16%. A condemned murderer may only have about 10 hours left to live in Texas.
A controversial homemade necktie may be all that stands between Robert Sparks and a lethal injection tonight. He's scheduled to be put to death for the murders of his two stepsons 12 years ago during an attack in which he also killed their mother and raped his two stepdaughters. The federal appeals court yesterday rejected Sparks' argument that he is intellectually disabled. Today's appeal before the Supreme Court is over a tie worn by the court bailiff while the jury deliberated Sparks' sentence. It had an image of a syringe on it. Sparks' attorney says that could have unfairly influenced the jury. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
A few weeks ago, he was the closer for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Now pitcher Felipe Vasquez is closer to deportation, due in court today facing child sex crimes charges.
Felipe Vasquez is expected in a courtroom in Pennsylvania today where a judge could order he be sent to Fort Myers, Florida, where prosecutors say the baseball player admitted to engaging in sex with a 13-year-old girl in 2017. Vasquez is charged with soliciting a child and viewing child pornography. He could face deportation for these charges. Vasquez is a native of Venezuela, playing baseball in the U.S. on a visa. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are now up a little ahead of the opening bell, even as markets fall across Europe. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. No injuries when two semi-trailers crashed south of Paxton yesterday afternoon. The News Gazette says police say it looks like one semi veered off the right lane on southbound I-57 and onto the right shoulder and hit the other semi that was parked on the shoulder. It happened about 2.5 miles south of the Illinois 9 exit. Probation is the sentence for a 22-year-old Muhammad woman who admitted to stealing from her employer the Old Navy store at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. Haley Wilcoxon was accused of underringing purchases. She later said she changed prices because she was having financial difficulties. She underrang 63 purchases, paying $322 for more than $6,200 worth of merchandise. She gets 2 years of second chance probation. That includes doing community service and not drinking alcohol. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hey, Joe, you got that spreadsheet for me?
Yeah, 1 second, Larry. Let me pull it up. Where'd it go?
Hey, I'm going to need that spreadsheet ASAP, Joe.
Yeah, sure, Larry. Just 1 second. It's gone. Everything's gone. My emails, my spreadsheets, my fantasy football league.
This is Joe. Don't be like Joe. Give Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign a call at 359-8041. They'll make sure your work setup is secure and running smoothly. Then you won't be in a situation like Joe.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
Michigan and Jim Harbaugh are a relationship that's coming to an end. It's not working. Like that buddy who's getting married to some super hot girl and he's head over heels and he thinks he's way outkicked his punt coverage. But everybody else knows she's kind of selfish. She's a bad hang, but nobody has the guts to pull her aside because he's going to hate you for it. He's going to get mad. And he's going to get married anyway. And Michigan fans don't want to hear it. They're going to get mad and they don't want to get divorced from Jim Harbaugh because where do they go? Bronco Mendenhall? Chris Peterson? Scary out there on Tinder, isn't it? Scary out there on Match.com. But all you know right now is Jim Harbaugh, it isn't working.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
You're a smart, hardworking roofing contractor. But how do you get ahead? By saving time with the Beacon Pro Plus app. The Beacon Pro Plus app works 24/7 for material ordering, automated rebate tracking, and online bill pay, all saving you valuable time. And during select weeks this fall, receive special rewards by purchasing high-quality CertainTeed products through Pro Plus. You work hard. Now work smarter. Sign up for free at beaconproplus.com today.
Sometimes for inspiration, you just have to look up. For more than 60 years, the Goodyear blimp has fueled greatness on the gridiron by providing aerial coverage of some of the most legendary moments in college football history. When the Goodyear blimp rises above a stadium, it inspires players to reach higher and rise to the challenge of the game's biggest moments. Now it's your turn to go further with Goodyear. Discover tires made to rise above the rest. Learn more at Goodyear.com. Goodyear. More driven.
Weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana. For the past 35 years, WattsCopy.com.
Up to 78, some morning clouds and showers, down to 52 this evening, partly cloudy conditions. 75 the high tomorrow with the sunshine, down to 56 in the evening. Up to 85, a little warmer on Friday. And Saturday and Sunday, it looks like we have a shot at some showers. Back into work Monday and Tuesday with highs near 90.
Wow.
Right now, the temperature's at 63 with the clouds. ESPN 93.5.
Well, stop by CMI on Bloomington Road. If you're in charge of keeping your business clean and germ-free, you can check out the e-sprayer. This technology great for schools, also great for health-assisted living and gym facilities.
Mm-hmm.
Call CMI at 217-359-6262 today. For more information or to schedule a demo, CMI Clean, your janitorial and equipment experts. Jimmy John Leoto has just sold the rest of his Jimmy John's. In 2016, he sold over 50%. And now the rest has gone to a group called Inspire?
Yeah, the acquisition of Jimmy John's will make Inspire the fourth largest U.S. restaurant company with more than $14 billion in sales with over 11,000 restaurants. In this transaction, it goes over all the Jimmy John's value, which was $2.3 billion when Roark acquired the stake. It looks like you mentioned, there was a sale earlier, and then he's going to remain on the board, from what I understand.
Yeah.
Inspire also is part of Arby's and Buffalo Wild Wings and Sonic. So they're.
So he owns this group owns Sonic, Buffalo Wild Wings, Arby's, and Jimmy John's.
That's right.
Wow.
So it
that's
talks
a number
about
of places.
How they might tweak the fleet of delivery couriers on Jimmy John's.
I don't think they're
going to
deliver as far. I think it's within like half a mile or something. I don't know.
Well, you know, we've always known them in our area as being freaky fast.
Yeah, no, they did an amazing job. Jimmy started this in Charleston, Illinois.
Eastern Illinois, 1983. I was there. I was a part of it. Those are the years that I was, hopping out of crackers late at night.
Oh, my.
And there is the Jimmy John's sandwich stand. And it was like the after party. You'd stand in the parking lot and have Jimmy John's sandwiches.
And didn't Jimmy make a whole lot of them?
Oh, yeah.
And now he's a billionaire. That's amazing story.
Exactly.
It really is. All right, 8:11. Today is One Hit Wonder Day. Anybody got a one hit wonder they want me to play a clip of?
Okay.
359-2255. Have some fun with one hit wonders. I'll play a couple of my faves.
Daya Restaurant, 212 East Green Street, Champaign, in the heart of Campus Town.
All right, 8:16. Some one hit wonders come up by request. Get your calls in. You could text us 359-2255 with a blast from the past with a gold nugget. Because you dug it.
Did you ever use that voice when you were on the radio back in the day? I remember calling the request line.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Exactly.
But it's stereotypical.
Exactly. Oh. So 6 hours and 53 minutes later, after 19 innings, Arizona came out on top, beating the Cardinals 3-2 yesterday. Let's get your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. Last night and early this morning, the Cardinals and Diamondbacks played a 6-hour, 53-minute, 19-inning game, and the Diamondbacks ended the game with a single by Ildemaro Vargas, who homered in the ninth inning to tie it up, but 1-1, the final 3-2.
When you play nearly 7 hours, you want to win a game, and unfortunately, the Cardinals weren't able to do that. There were some bright spots. Daniel Ponce de Leon pitched very well in the bullpen. Several pitchers, both teams running out of players.
So the Cardinals' magic number stays at 3 to clinch the National League Central as Milwaukee won 4-2 over Cincinnati. The Cardinal lead over Milwaukee is 2.5.
Milwaukee's still doing the chasing. The Cardinals just have to pick up a win today.
And we're on the air today, beginning at 1:45 Central.
Wow, that's going to be hard on the guy.
Well, there'll be some new, fresh guys in there.
And surely out of your Molina.
He caught for 19 innings. It'll be Andrew Kisner.
Okay.
Catching.
So there's that.
Yep.
And so many strikeouts. What, like 48?
Yeah, most in history of the game for a game. It's 40. I think total of 48 strikeouts between the Diamondbacks and Cardinals. Dexter Fowler had a home run, but he also struck out 5 times. Where are you going to bat 8 or 9 times?
Those are some statistics there.
You're going to bat 8 or 9 times in a 19-inning game.
5 errors from the Cubs did not help.
Yeah.
Pirates win 9-2. Here I am, optimistic that the Cubs still have a shot if everybody else loses. But
they got to win the rest, and Milwaukee has to lose the rest.
And Milwaukee beat Cincinnati 4-2 yesterday.
It's tough. So
Cleveland over Chicago's White Sox 11-0. And Illinois soccer with Janet Rayfield getting her 200th win on Thursday. They've got Iowa. And speaking of Iowa, that's one of the couple of games that the Illinois volleyball team will have this weekend. They'll start out Friday against number 3 Nebraska, Illinois number 20 Huff Hall at 7:30, if you want to take note of that. The women's golf in Norman, Oklahoma. And Illinois baseball, some fall ball on Saturday at Indiana State. So I'm saying go Illini in a big way.
Yep,
of course, the Illini football team with the bye weekend, and then when they're back at it, they'll be in Minnesota in October. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
If you want to go to the Showcase Parade of Homes, $5 tickets, I'll give you 4. And then if you take a selfie of yourself, I'll kick in a $20 bill. When you're at the Showcase Homes, you have to come back, show me, and I'll hand you a $20 bill. Bam.
Just text in Showcase, 359-2255. Text in Showcase for $20 in tickets to this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. ShowcaseParadeOfHomes.com for all your details. Text in Showcase, and you can get in on this morning's offer. What's our weather looking like?
Still a shot at some showers this morning. We've got a high 78 with partly cloudy conditions later on. Low 52 tonight. Sunny and a high 75 expected tomorrow, down to 56. Partly cloudy on Friday as we wrap up the week with a high 85. Chance of showers at 40% on Saturday and Sunday. Right now, the temperature's at 64 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, we'll check your Fox Business Minute, then a few one-hit wonders. If there's a song that you want me to spin.
Yeah, they're coming in at 359-2255.
Well, try and get to your request. We'll see what we can do.
That
noise. 8:20.
From the Fox Business Network, Juul Labs CEO is out, and the merger of Altria Group and Philip Morris International will not happen. Juul's chief executive, Kevin Burns, will be replaced with Altria executive Casey Crosthwaite. Altria is a major investor in Juul, and it separated Philip Morris in a spinoff in 2008. In a statement, Altria Group says it will focus instead on its own IQOS device, which heats tobacco and has been approved by the FDA. Best Buy says it plans to cut costs by $1 billion in the next 5 years. It's blaming the impact of tariffs on imports from China. It reported a disappointing quarter, and it's lowering its forecast for the year. There's a merger in the casual dining business. Jimmy John's sandwich chain has been sold to Inspire Brands, which also owns Arby's and Buffalo Wild Wings. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Review all of our new and pre-owned vehicles in stock.
Okay, so today, for whatever reason, is One Hit Wonder Day.
Mm-hmm. For $1 billion, the question is, who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who's Baja Men?
Disney product, I believe.
That was hot for a while.
Yeah, it was. I still play that at the kids' dances.
Well, the party was nice, the party was pumping. And everybody.
It was in the 90s, I think.
Yeah, it's popular at Muhammad Seymour events also because they're the Bulldogs.
Yeah, back at when I was spinning them, this was a good one. Oh, yeah, let's go! It's first class.
First class.
Oh, yeah. One hit wonder. This one's called Beach Baby.
Big party when she hit 50, and she had a whole bunch of great songs that I played during that party, and I think that was one of them.
Oh, yeah.
It makes sense, Becky.
Right, here's the chorus. Let's go. For me, you just go ahead and bring it to me. 359-2255. 359-2255. Who's playing out there in the outfield, huh? Come on. Good. A little shaggy in the back there. Oh, yeah. And the feather look.
I love your love. Josie's on a vacation far away. Cover and talking over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight.
west of the outfield had one from Blossom Basket Floors.
Oh, good.
As I followed his thread, his wife Casey received that, and he had a Stevie and Diane thank you the next day.
Oh, yeah,
it was perfect.
Yeah.
So, and speaking of Blossom Basket, pretty cool that we've got a chance to win around 10:30 this morning.
Yep, the text in flowers is 359-2255. You're going to win $50 to Blossom Basket Floors. Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana. You have to use it within 7 days and need to give us some feedback about your experience. Here's a one-hit wonder. Remember this one?
Thanks, Sean and Champaign.
Let's go. Didn't they lip sync?
Yes.
This wasn't their voice?
They got busted for that.
Yeah, but so they can't sing?
And, you know, everybody does that.
But this isn't their true voice?
That's right. It's somebody else, some studio singer.
Well, that stinks.
I know.
What happened to the real Milli Vanilli?
Now you wish that you should have her.
I got to go to the chorus line. Then we're going to break and come back if you have a song. I'll do a couple more. 359-2255.
Oh, boy. I just see some vanilla ice coming in. Gotta blame it on something. The reason that song stands the test of time.
Come on. I would have a hard time taking money pretending to sing. Yeah. 359.
Nice dance move.
Yeah, they did. 359-2255 on a text here. It's one hit wonder day. Just a couple more if you want. 828, but back in the next half hour with your news and the sports standby.
Did you know overall job satisfaction is at its highest level in 15 years? Wow. 51%. Wait, what? That's barely half. Would you see a doctor with 51% patient satisfaction? No way. Yet 49% of you keep driving to that unsatisfying job. Why? You have options. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. Mycomputercareer.edu.
Romans 8:19 says, "For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed." As the creation awaits, Blossom Basket awaits for the growth and maturity for the perfect time to sell the most beautiful arrangements to you for a special occasion. Weddings, birthdays, or whatever event. Give Blossom Basket a call at 217-367-ROSE and see the beauty of God's all-natural creation.
University of Illinois Sergeant Rachel Ahart. How are you?
I'm doing great.
When you're not working, you are doing what?
Well, when I'm not working, I'm a mother to three kids. I have a 6-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 2-year-old.
Whoa. So how about that?
I am busy in my off time raising my children.
What do they think of mommy's work?
They love it.
Do they?
My 6-year-old wants to be a police officer when she grows up right now. So we'll see if that continues.
You're a mom and a role model. I mean, a career role model. I mean, that's awesome.
Yes.
And don't you walk around thinking I better be good because my kids are watching? And a lot of kids don't have that. The mentor, they don't have that in their life. And you see that out when you make patrol. Doesn't excuse the behavior, but darn, it's unfortunate they didn't all have a loving mom like you.
Right. Yep. We definitely see that sometimes, you know, juveniles that kind of didn't have the guidance in their lives. And we try to do what we can when we interact with them, you know, give them that little bit of guidance for that, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes we're interacting with.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com. I always like Casey Kasem, American Top 40. This is Casey Kasem.
Uh-huh.
8:30 in Champaign, Urbana.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. At least 200 members of Congress have said they support impeaching President Trump. And that inquiry process has now formally been announced by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Some Democrats say they were swayed by accusations the president withheld military aid to Ukraine as pressure to force an investigation of Joe Biden.
A senior administration official tells Fox News the intelligence community inspector general found the whistleblower at the center of the controversy has a political bias in favor of a rival candidate. House Intelligence Committee Chair Democrat Adam Schiff says he hopes the whistleblower will testify as soon as this week.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in D.C. The British Parliament's back in session after the UK Supreme Court ruled yesterday that Prime Minister Boris Johnson broke the law by suspending it. Attorney General Geoffrey Cox says to members trying to stop Great Britain from leaving the European Union,
"Even these turkeys won't be able to prevent Christmas."
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A former Champaign County Courthouse security officer is accused of stealing from a co-worker this summer. 59-year-old Joanne Lewis of Champaign has been charged with misdemeanor theft for allegedly stealing cash from a purse left in an employee's desk. It happened on July 16th after the woman who owned the purse reported the theft to police. A detective viewed surveillance video, saw Lewis enter the area and come out after a couple of minutes. Probation is the sentence for a 22-year-old Muhammad woman who admitted to stealing from her employer the Old Navy store at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. Haley Wilcoxon was accused of underringing purchases. She later said she changed prices because she was having financial difficulties. She underrang 63 purchases, paying $322 for more than $6,200 worth of merchandise. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
It's not ironic that the last four digits of Rosati's are 2334. The two best Chicago athletes wore number 23 and number 34. And Rosati's makes some of the best Chicago-style pizza in Champaign-Urbana. 23, the number of the greatest basketball player ever, Michael Jordan. Like Rosati's, they always are delivering in the clutch. Walter Payton or Sweetness wore number 34. Rosati's has a smooth and sweet sauce that packs a powerful punch of flavor on their pie like Walter Payton in the end zone. So get the legendary Chicago-style pizza by dialing 328-2334 or 328, Michael Jordan, Walter Payton.
Don't you hate scrambling on the road when you're looking for a place to spend the night? We all do. That's why when you travel for work, stay at La Quinta by Wyndham. They've got everything you need to tackle the job, from free high-speed Wi-Fi to a spacious workspace right in your room. Plus, their bright side breakfast comes with waffles, eggs, fruit, and meat. Now, that's a game changer. They've got over 900 locations so you can cover the gridiron.
And best of all, they're part of Wyndham Rewards, so those extra points really add up.
Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you triumph. Book direct at LQ.com.
Can you guess the celebrity singing?
With a voice like that, there's somebody major underneath that costume.
Fox Tonight, America's favorite guessing game.
Katie Holmes,
Diana Ross,
Ronda Rousey,
and TV's number one new show is back.
The Masked Singer!
It's the smash hit singing competition where the celebrities are in costume and everyone else is in the dark.
This game is hard, man.
It's the two-hour season premiere of The Masked Singer, Fox Tonight.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back, and Discover is matching it. Discover Cashback Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
All right, check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Morning showers, afternoon sunshine. Today's high 78, 52 our low tonight. Up to 75 tomorrow, down to 55 in the evening with sunshine expected. Partly cloudy on Friday as we wrap up the week with a high 85. 65 now, ESPN 93.5.
Chance to win from the Blossom Basket Florist, $50 in our Stever program. This will be via text. Be listening to Jeremy Warner coming up in the next hour for some details on that. One Hit Wonder Day, having some fun. This goes out to you, Kyle, to you.
Yo, Vanilla, kick it one time, boy.
This is one, Vanilla?
Yo, Vanilla Ice.
Okay.
Let's kick it. Using that classic sample from Queen's Under Pressure.
That was Queen? Under Pressure?
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. I sit back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage.
It has a good beat and I can dance to it.
It sure does. In fact, you know, with the Super Bowl being in Miami, they've talked about Jennifer Lopez possibly being one of the acts and maybe bringing in someone who's like Vanilla Ice. Now, Mark Cohn, right here.
Your friend. This is a one-hit wonder?
Yeah, for 91.
Wow. Walking in Memphis, Mark Cohn.
In the middle of the pouring rain.
Grammy, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
With my feet. All right, if you have a song clip, I'll play it. 359-2255, a little off the beaten path here for fun. ESPN 93.5, 359-2255. You want to text in something that was kind of a one-hitter? Let me know.
I've got my wedding dress picked out right after you popped the question. Now I'm thinking we need save-the-date cards sent out.
What?
And when we get our invitations, they need to be very classy and formal as we let our guests know our love is eternal.
Huh?
Honey, if we work together, we can make these wishes of mine perfect, right?
I know. How about telling Minuteman Press all these details and letting them handle all this, dear?
Oh, darling, that's why I love you. So smart.
4-2.
All right, one more. I used to play this one, but this was totally, I mean, can you even name the group?
I've got it.
Is the group?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, good for you. This is 1972? They called themselves what? Thought you knew the group.
I want to say Blue Image.
Wrong.
It's Blue something.
Yeah, it is. It's called Shocking Blue.
Shocking Blue. Thank you. Sorry.
Venus. She's
got it. I think, oh, shoot. Who did Walk Like an Egyptian?
Oh.
The Bangles. I think they redid this one.
Oh, did they?
I think so, in the 80s.
All right. Well,
that's why I was confused in a per minute.
Excuse to play some of these songs. One hit wonder day. That's the day. All right, going to check your sports. The Cardinals in the desert lost after 6 hours and 53 minutes. Magic number still at 3 as they hope to win the Central. Cubbies all but out, losing to Pittsburgh last night. Milwaukee winning. 5 games left.
.org.
Fun with one hit wonders this morning, ESPN 93.5. Maybe it's a subliminal Freudian thing. I'm just avoiding this contentious, we're going to impeach the president stuff because I know what that means. It's like a year of this stuff, and it's just like, exactly for what again? Are you going to start impeaching people because you think they're horse's butt or they're unlikable?
Right.
If that's the new...
We need to have a charge
and something real.
Facts.
Because the way everybody ran to impeach based on hearsay of a secondhand account of a phone call, that's what they're going on. They haven't even seen anything. Anyway, okay, let's run to our morning sports.
Okay.
Diane Ducey.
Well, and we were getting a couple of texts in. And Gary, thanks for knowing Shocking Blue. And
yep.
It wasn't the Bengals that did that. It was Bananarama.
Yep.
And then Adam had suggested that we play Hanson's Bop.
See, I started talking in the 80s, so I'm out of the loop. When was that one? Like the Hanson Brothers or something?
I would say, you know, maybe late 90s.
I interviewed.
I played that when I was doing Top 40 in Lafayette, Louisiana.
I interviewed one of the brothers. But I had no clue who it was. I had to call Gary O'Brien and say, who is... All right, we'll do that by request coming up here.
Exactly.
This is Casey Kasem.
Exactly.
From Cheryl. I miss him, Casey. I love him. I love it. Long distance dedication.
I loved it all.
Oh, I know.
Every
American
weekend.
Top 40.
19 innings yesterday. You know, the game wrapped at 3:30 a.m. Central Time after 6 hours and 53 minutes, a couple of dozen pitchers, 48 strikeouts, and then they're in action at 2:30 this afternoon. Are we doing your Redbird recap?
Yep, let's go for it.
Why not?
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. Last night into early this morning, the Cardinals and Diamondbacks played a 6-hour, 53-minute, 19-inning game, and the Diamondbacks ended the game with a single by Ildemaro Vargas, who homered in the ninth inning to tie it up, but 1-1, the final 3-2.
When you play nearly 7 hours, you want to win a game, and unfortunately, the Cardinals weren't able to do that. There were some bright spots. Daniel Ponce de Leon pitched very well in the bullpen. Several pitchers, both teams running out of players.
So the Cardinals' magic number stays at 3 to clinch the National League Central as Milwaukee won 4-2 over Cincinnati. The Cardinal lead over Milwaukee is 2.5.
Milwaukee's still doing the chasing. The Cardinals just have to pick up a win today.
And we're on the air today beginning at 1:45 Central.
And the Pirates will be on the air with the Cubs on US 105.9 just after 6. All three games. The pregame starts at 5:30 and then 6:05 for the first pitch. 9-2 was the final with Pittsburgh on top after the Cubs had their 5 errors in the game. And here I'm wanting them to win, and wanting the Brewers to lose, and the Brewers beat Cincinnati 4-2 yesterday.
But good news, I found the Hanson brothers.
Okay, then.
So stand by.
Cleveland over the Chicago White Sox, 11-0. That's essentially sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Stand by request, the Hanson brothers, whoever they are, with a song called Bop, whatever that is. Stand by.
4-3 at 217-356-5463.
Yeah, early on when I was the DJ, I played Casey Kasem, American Top 40, and they came in on a series of albums.
Yes.
And I used to play them Sunday afternoons in Charleston and WEIC radio.
Uh-huh.
And I went to the back storage room, grabbed some pens and papers. It wasn't my fault that there was the cat. The station cat was back there. So I started petting the cat. And then all the phone lines started ringing. And I said, well, I'm...
Was it skipping?
I'm popular. Oh, yeah. Look at all the... I go back there and Casey's going, the Doobie Brother.
Oh, no.
I think it went for 5 minutes.
Oh, shoot.
I learned. I was 18. I learned never to leave the studio without listening. Okay, we had a request come in from Adam.
Yes.
Thank you, Adam. That's real tight. That's not how we used to do it. We used to play quicker. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, there we go. Hanson.
It's called Hanson.
Okay.
One hit wonder. Partridge Family in there. They were one hit wonder too, I think.
Yep, that's right. 1997.
Oh.
Album Middle of Nowhere.
Thank you, Adam. ESPN 93.5.
This is Kirk Kaiser, owner of Freedom Roofing and Construction. There are a lot of roofing companies around, but you won't find one more dedicated than Freedom Roofing. We're a locally owned family business, and we'll give you an honest, accurate assessment of your roof's condition. If you need a new roof, we'll tell you. If you don't, we'll reassure you that you're okay. And you won't find anyone who will be more dedicated and committed to your complete satisfaction. Please reach out to me for a free quote. Just go to freedomchampagne.com.
Thank Mr. Kurt Kaiser for the free roof for our retired police officer, Gary Eden. We awarded that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. Gary was pretty excited.
Yep, been on the Champaign Police Force over 25 years.
Yep. Okay, I will be traveling. I'm going to chime in with you tomorrow, I hope, God willing.
Looking forward to that.
We'll be a little ways away, but I'm not going to tell you where, and maybe we'll have a little guessing game just for fun.
Sounds good.
And stand by for the Jeremy Warner Show. You'll have a chance to get yourself $50 to Blossom Basket. They do such a wonderful job. Some of the feedback coming back from the Bailey family and their two locations, excellent, friendly, wonderful. I mean, you go into Blossom Basket, it smells so good.
I know it.
Oh, and didn't you deliver flowers for a bit?
I did.
Isn't that about the best job?
It is.
Generally
you really
speaking,
make people day.
Well, they want to see you.
Oh, yeah.
They're excited to see you because you've got to know who's that from. Awesome.
All right, enjoy your trip
and
happy travels.
We'll be in touch. Planning to call you just after 7 in the morning tomorrow, and we'll brief you. But thank you, Diane.
All right,
stand by for the Jeremy Warner program. Your chance to win from the Blossom Basket Florist on the Stever program. Stand by. GoStever.com for all your details. Make sure you're involved and have a chance at spending my money and keeping the stuff. All right, I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. Thank you for listening. Have a great Wednesday.
That cookout.